60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, you know, we talk a lot about how stressful the holidays are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How people walk around in a bad mood. Children are extra demanding for presents. Basically, during this time of year, we like to highlight all the negatives of the holiday season. But not today.
Well, that's nice.
Good.
Today, we found this year's Christmas hero.
Yay!
It's a 24-year-old woman in Kansas named Shelby, and she's single-handedly winning the war on Christmas.
How's that? Okay. What is she doing?
Well, it's all because of how she decorated her house for the holidays.
Okay.
Question surrounded the monstrosity sitting on this roof formed by 60 feet of lights. Could it be a guitar? Maybe a funky sleigh? We asked the creator, 24-year-old Shelby Gash, what is it?
A giant glowing...
And we're blurring it to keep it PG-13.
Yep.
That's it.
Shelby strung a bunch of lights in the shape of, well, I'll just let the news reporter tell it again because news reporters always tell it best, because she asked some of the neighbors in the area their thoughts on Shelby's decorations.
What do you think it looks like?
Well, it looks like a giant lit up.
You know, a man's private parts.
You know.
Oh,
oh, thanks for really,
yeah,
thanks for explaining it.
Private parts in general.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
Wow.
You know, a man's private parts.
What made her do that?
Christmas spirit.
She's sending a message to Santa that she wants something for Christmas.
That's what I'm saying.
And she's trying to be clear about it.
It could be a good thing and it yeah. could be like a bad thing. It's very.
It'd be really easy to find her house for a Christmas party.
That's
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. Just look for the giant man's private
thing.
Parts. Ironically, it all took place in Johnson County, Kansas, which I think
no.
is great too.
Did it really?
Yeah. Some neighbors thought it was funny. Others thought it was inappropriate for children.
Yeah.
Some tried
Maybe,
to crawl up on the roof and touch it. I'm speculating on that last part.
Okay.
That's what you would do.
Yeah. But it definitely brought a smile to my face. So thank you, Shelby. You're today's Christmas hero, and I can't wait to see what you have in store next year.
Yay!
I'm assuming maybe some Christmas curtains? Who knows? All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day.
Wow.
Young Jeffrey has come to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If we get it wrong, we get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke is drawing a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Jubal.
Oh, not yourself today.
I was going to say.
God.
So much pressure.
All right, I've got the shock collar. While I'm putting that on, Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
Google just released their 2019 Year in Search, and it has the most Google topics that we looked up over the past year that features categories like the most searched celebrities, most searched news, even the most searched babies.
Oh,
and
really? And of course, it found the most searched what is questions of the year.
Oh, these are good.
Yeah.
Some of the ones that were near the top of the list were what is Disney Plus? Also, what is quid pro quo?
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You have to name the number one what is search of 2019.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
This is
That's
always hard.
Tough, I know.
And when you hear it, it's going to be like, of course.
You got to just think of what everybody's been talking about.
That is a little bit confusing. Like, quid pro quo. I looked it up. I'm
yeah.
not going to lie. I was like, what are we talking about here? Why do people keep saying that?
I kept saying squid pro ro and nothing came up. I'm like,
yeah,
what is going on here?
What about Baby Yoda? What is Baby Yoda?
That's what just came into my head. But that hasn't
but I don't
done
know
the
about,
whole
and
year,
And that's not
though.
Really a what is. That'd be like you'd search images, probably.
Yeah,
not
show me all the images.
Everything
right.
coming to my mind right now is all like political, because that's all everybody talks about online
that's okay.
right now.
Of course. And when you want to fight, you gotta
say,
look up some... Well,
what is a whistleblower?
Oh, mm-hmm. Well.
What is the Ukraine?
Who is Putin?
What is Russia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outside of that, Baby Yoda's good.
What's a big celebrity scandal that happened this year?
Is that the question that they're asking? What is a big celebrity scandal that happened this year?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
At least, yeah.
What is Pete Davidson? I don't know. Just throwing things out there, Jeffrey.
What I'm trying to is...
Gosh.
Oh, what about... Okay. What about the egg on Instagram that went like super duper viral? Like, what is the egg?
What is the Instagram egg?
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Google just released their 2019 year in search, and it found the most searched what is questions of the year. Some of the ones that were near the top of that list were what is Disney Plus, what is quid pro quo. You have to name the number one what is search from 2019.
Any hint, Jeff?
It's a what is question.
Okay. And it happened in 2019.
Yeah. Okay, now that's completely changed my thought process.
Now I get it. Uh-huh.
What about, maybe this would be too soon, but like, what is, I don't know if you'd say performance art or something because of the banana.
Oh, yeah. What is
the banana on the wall?
This rash?
Uh-oh.
Just
see,
a big year for rashes.
A lot of rashes in 2019.
Gosh, I can't think of anything. I can't stop thinking about Baby Yoda.
What about, what is this Tesla truck?
Like,
I just
Tesla
can't
truck.
Figure out what it is.
What is Tesla? No.
I'm going to go with what is a whistleblower? Just because so many people were talking about that.
Yeah, that's a safe answer.
Google just came out with their 2019 year in search, and it listed the top 10 what is questions that we had this year. You had to name the number one question from 2019. You're guessing it's what is a whistleblower?
Yeah.
I'll start with number four. Number four was, what is a boomer?
That's
really
funny.
From the OK Boomer trend.
Yeah.
Number three is, what is Momo?
Oh, Momo. OK.
Mm-hmm. What is Momo? What is
Momo was the scary thing that was supposed to be showing up in kids' YouTube videos.
Got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The stringy hair and the huge face.
Number two is, what is a VSCO girl?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
The trend where like girls wear like North Face and scrunchies and carry around water and
it's my 14-year-old stepdaughter. That's a
Oh, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
And the number one what is search of the year was, what is Area 51 after the viral Storm Area 51 Facebook group?
Forgot all about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's funny that people didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I knew what it was.
It's like so many people are signing up to go there.
It
and
was
then
a
they,
when
they're
question.
Like, wow.
It was like most of the searches came from Arkansas and Mississippi.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got it wrong and got the lyrics somebody wanted to hear, Fly Like an Eagle by Seal from the movie Space Jam. Very.
Love that song.
All right, here we go.
Is the shot caller on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle. Let my spirit carry out.
That was so intense.
Yeah, it was super intense. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.